What's up, man? Sam, host Just Talk With Sam podcast. Just Talk With Sam podcast. Man, we got a great podcast for you guys today. My boy BK gonna drop by. I don't know. We got him on the phone. Big brother T-Mac, your 2016 Shitty Award winner, may be calling in. And Tasha's here, too. We don't get into all of that stuff. We'll talk about what's going on in the week. We got to talk about a lot of the hot topics happening here. But before we get into the podcast, I want to say thank you guys for going to the epicenter of the Just Talk With Sam podcast. That is the SamShowNation.com. Yes, SamShowNation.com. Your home for all things related to the Just Talk With Sam podcast. Right there on the homepage and current promotions page, you can hit that donate button. You can give whatever makes you feel like a good person. And by hitting that donate button, giving whatever you want to, we put it right back into this podcast to make it a bigger, better, badder, greater podcast. And I want to thank all of you guys for that. People who want to show off their love for the podcast, no problem. All you got to do is go to SamShowNation.com, hit the store link, and you can get all your Just Talking With Sam swag there. Whether that be shirts, whether that be hats, whether that be stickers. Y'all love those stickers. You can get it all from there. You can show your love for the Just Talk With Sam podcast as you walk through your daily life. Speaking of the podcast, you can go to SamShowNation.com and hit the podcast link. And you can hear us on all of the podcasts that's available are right there on our webpage. But maybe you don't listen to podcasts like that. You can always hit us up on various channels that we're on. We're on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, aka iTunes, and good old RSS, and anywhere podcasts are to be had. If it hooks up to the internet and you can hear it, chances are we are on that platform. Also, speaking of the podcast, you can listen to your favorite podcast. And the best way to show your love for the podcast, I'm talking to all my Apple Podcast people, all my iTunes people, all my Apple products people. Go to Just Talk With Sam podcast and rate and review the podcast. You can rate it 1 star, 2 star, 3 star, 4 star. We would love it if you gave us 5 stars. Leave a review. Show us you've been here. Tell us we're doing a good job. Tell us we suck. Whatever you do, go to iTunes. Let us know we're here, because we are in our summer iTunes takeover. And we are doing our thing. And we want the people to know that your voices can be heard as well on iTunes. Speaking of voices being heard, here's some voices from our sponsors. People who's going to show up, help us out with the podcast. First sponsor of the Just Talk With Sam podcast this week is the good folks at Reebok. Yes, you can go to SamShowNation.com, click that Reebok link, because Reebok, they know it's summer and they want you to tone it up. They want you to get it straight. Spring training has passed. Summer, you want to get that Greek god body, or you want to shave off a couple of them pounds that you got at the last cookout. But they got you covered with 2/4/25 tees and tanks for this summer. All you got to do, click the link at SamShowNation.com. Pick 2 t-shirts. Pick 2 tank tops. Mix and match. Pick a tank top. Pick a t-shirt. You can do it 2/25. But at checkout, please use the code DOUBLEUP. That is all one word. DOUBLEUP at checkout. And that is the offer code DOUBLEUP at checkout. Only thing you have to do is go to SamShowNation.com, click that Reebok link on the current promotions page, and get ready to tone it up for what's left of summer. Show them what they've been missing, and Reebok gonna help you out. Tone it up, double up at checkout. Go to SamShowNation.com, current promotions page, click the Reebok link. The next are the boys of summer. That is MLBShop.com. Let me tell you something about baseball. Baseball, they have been working hard. The dog days of summer is going on. MLB Shop is your one-stop shop for all things related to the Major League Baseball. And you can get it right there at SamShowNation.com, hitting that current promotions link. Whether it be jerseys, whether it be hats, whether it be shirts, whether it be socks, or any type of memorabilia, they got you covered at MLBShop.com. But if you go to SamShowNation.com, you click that link, the MLB Shop link, starting today, you can save 15% off and free shipping on all orders over $50. 15% off whatever you order and free shipping on any U.S. orders over $50. All you got to do is put in the offer code BASE, B-A-S-E, at checkout. Some exclusions may apply, but go ahead, show your love for your favorite MLB team, and go ahead and shop at SamShowNation.com. Click the link, MLBShop.com. All right, this sponsor. Now, if you listen to the last podcast, you know this sponsor is near and dear to my heart because they saved a lot. And that is the good folks at Omaha Steaks. Yes, Omaha Steaks. I like to grill. I like to get out there. I like to cook out. I like to put my meat on the grill, doing it what they can. And Omaha Steaks are giving you everything you need. But if you go to SamShowNation.com, you click that Omaha Steaks link, you get the Sam Show Nation special. That is four burgers, gourmet burgers, four big beefy franks on top of whatever you're getting. Omaha Steaks got everything you need for the cookout that you're getting. They have a lot of in-store deals and like day of deals. Speaking of today, I'm on the website right now. They got a $10 sale for four Delmonico steak burgers. What? Maybe you're not just by yourself. You want to grill for the family? They got you covered. They got the Griller's Delight package. That is 2 5-ounce filet mignons, 4 5-ounce top sirloins, 4 boneless pork chops, 4 chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 steak burgers, 4 jumbo franks, and 4 stuffed potatoes. All of that for $99.99. You can feed your entire family for the week off that. But hey, maybe you want the deal of the day. Maybe you want 4 bacon-wrapped filet mignons. Got you covered. $45. Omaha Steaks. All you got to do is go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Omaha Steaks link. Whatever you get by clicking that link, you get the Sam Show Nation special. 4 burgers and franks right from us. Please, OmahaSteaks.com. And lastly, and certainly not leastly, the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. Yeah, you guessed it. Amazon.com. We're going to sit down here and talk about the greatness that is Amazon. And by doing that, Amazon got you covered. Who are we kidding? The internet was built for a few options. One of them is shopping. You are going to shop on Amazon anyway. And they got you covered. Whether you're a Prime member, please get that Prime. Video, music, whatever you get. Maybe you want to get on some summer reading. Read some books. Maybe you want to get on some summer. Maybe you need a pair of shades. Since we're talking about summer, they got you covered. Everything that you need is at Amazon. And they got you covered from A to Z. And all you got to do is go to SamShowNation.com. Click the Amazon banner on the homepage or in current promotions page. And shop as you normally would. Not going to lie. Get a little taste. We get a little taste of that. But you are going to Amazon anyway. That's a great way to help out this podcast. And win-win, you get what you want. If you work at an office, you ordering for your office, please go to SamShowNation.com. Click that Amazon banner. Somebody has done it before, and we greatly appreciate that. So what we're going to do, we're going to reset these mics. We're going to get into this podcast. Everybody else getting ready. I'm going to get ready too. So we're going to start the show. I will see you guys in about 90 seconds. Peace out. This is Just Talk With Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, y'all.
for it's obvious for y'all that's listening. We never write this out.
Oh man, we back with the Just Talk with Sarah podcast, the only podcast not afraid to drink with Holly Berry. Yeah, you saw that shit. Oh man, Holly Berry could put him back. At the San Diego Comic Con this year, you know, Holly Berry just jumped right into the the Kingsman. She's in the Kingsman.
She is. Oh yeah. I seen the previews. Yeah.
And Holly Berry was just like, "Fuck y'all." Like, if you go to it, all you gotta do is Google Holly Berry drinking at SDCC, and you get a chance to see it. Hey, I want to give, before we jump into this podcast, I want to give a big shout out to the cookout. We had a great cookout. Shout out to Omaha Steaks. Woo-hoo. Omaha! Because Omaha Steaks came through in the clutch. We had a bunch of the cookout. We talked about it via social media. And then on top of that, you know, we found some new people. Found some friends on the old social media because of the cookout and the shit we was talking about preparing for the cookout. I want to give a quick shout out to my girl Coco Britt. What's up, girl? You know, she's from the other side of the pond, London, and all that shit. You know,
she's from off of
us. Yeah, she
I used to do a great.
She's part of the host of the Two Shots in the Brew podcast. You can find that podcast on SoundCloud. But Coco Britt was up there like, Ryan Phillippe could come to the cookout because he heard the rap battle. Well, not necessarily a battle.
No, nigga.
But Coco Britt was doing, you know, she was listening and she subscribed and listened on the iTunes takeover that we have here.
Did you say Halle Berry's in the new Kingsman?
Yeah. You didn't see the whole shit?
I didn't see that.
Like, hold up. You can press that when she was drinking. That's what. Because she's drinking that old Forrester. That's that bourbon.
Is that a. Is that a.
If you look at the screen.
No, to the left. Is that
That's my man, Magic Mike.
Yeah.
Is that that's
Channing Tatum?
He's in the Kingsman.
Channing Tatum, yes.
He in the Kingsman too?
Yeah. Is in the new movie.
That's what's up.
Look at her though. Keep looking. Do you see how big that glass is?
Nigga, that was not a shot.
No, that was a pint. And she's just taking it to the head.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, we drink with Holly Berry.
She cried in the car.
That's not Hawkeye.
No. But in all her fine,
the first Kingsman was good. I mean,
yeah, I liked
at least
it.
I liked them. Yeah,
and all the stuff.
I liked it.
It was a good movie.
I like movies like that.
So yeah, shout out to Coco Britt and the Two Shots in the Brew podcast. We listen to you, girl. You and your British accent. But speaking of movies, one thing we got a chance to see this week. We got to do this because you know. Annabelle Creation. So we saw the opening screening of it.
Woo.
It's coming out.
Was it good?
Depending on who you ask. I like Tasha.
Like, it was good, but I'm not
Tasha don't do
person,
horror movies.
So I like horror movies.
If you like horror movies,
I've been there with my eyes closed with one eye open. Like,
Tasha was
if it was like
shook.
That, then yes.
She okay. was shook.
I saw that. I saw a commercial of it and I said, no.
No.
Honestly, did not like the first Annabelle. It was horrible to me.
This is the first one.
This is like the origin.
This is how it started.
How Annabelle became.
Technically, this is the first
the thing. Yeah.
Okay,
it
was talking about like,
how it
like
came
Star
to
Wars
scene.
Type deal.
Yeah, I mean, this is how.
I wasn't really all that impressed by the first one.
Okay,
that Annabelle that came out prior to this one.
All right, watch this one. Just watch this one because Tasha was shook. She didn't want to sleep with. She didn't want to turn off the light. Like I'm giving you a little taste of my bedroom. That bedroom,
93 degrees.
It was just. As much light as we see it here. All right, goddamn it, nigga. You are going to have to put a blindfold on because I saw that movie. And she didn't even want to take the poster. Like, in the screeners.
Nigga, I wouldn't take the poster either.
I don't want the poster. I don't want that evil. You got it back there like.
You know, they shake her hand. Hey, Sam, Tasha, when y'all get on this podcast, talk about Annabelle Creation, give us a quick shout out. I'm like, hey, man, you guys
take it. I might check it out then.
It comes out in 2 weeks. We got a chance to see it early. Hey, if you don't mind, man, just talk about it. Get the people going. I'm like, yeah, it was a good movie. And Tasha was like, fuck you. Fuck everybody. I'm going to this car. I'm like, Tasha, you don't get nothing to eat? We went to go get something to eat. Stop scaring me, Sam! I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm just paying for the food. It's a piece of... it's a spoiler, but it's a piece of paper on the floor. And that is a slight spoiler, but that's not the movie. All right, fuck it. It comes out in 2 weeks. You'll go see it. Trust me. you're a horror movie fan, you'll go check the shit out. Let's jump into this news. All we didn't get a chance to jump into the news because we were preparing for the cookout last time.
Okay, let's talk about the news.
Here's some old news from last week. The Emmys. They talk about the Emmys. They getting all their nominations. A lot of the same people, you know, was there. A lot of good shows. There was a couple of snubs. And my wife is a black woman. I don't know if you met her.
Yes, she is.
I had to hear this that night. The Emmys snubbed. All right, it was some people who was just like, you know, the list right here. We got the list. You're looking at the list. Pretty much your favorites. People who should be there, should be there. A couple people got snubbed. Mm-hmm. First snub was Transparent. Now, they've been there for years in a row.
Blackish is pretty good.
And they didn't get a chance to
do it. I do enjoy Blackish.
We love Blackish.
Quite well.
Another snub was The Americans. I like that show.
I'm going to go back. I'll make a comment when you talk. I'll just keep talking.
I was going by the snubs. Go ahead, man. We talk about snubs.
I was talking about, the nominees for the Outstanding Comedy Series. Blackish is good.
Yeah, it should
Modern Family is good. That's the one with that sexy-ass girl and the guy from, not Home Improvement, but Love and Marriage.
Yes.
That's the name of the song. Ed O'Neill.
Yeah. I call him Al Bundy. He's going to be Al Bundy for the rest of his life.
It's funny. But
I love Veep, man.
So
I love Veep.
Veep is funny.
Veep is my shit because Veep can't happen.
Well,
it almost happened.
House of Cards, This Is Us, Westworld, Stranger Things.
Did you see Westworld?
Stranger Things.
Did you see Westworld?
Yes, I've seen Westworld.
Oh, you got a chance to see Thandie Newton just butt ass. Damn near every episode. Damn near. If I ever had to wonder what Thandie Newton looked like without no clothes.
Outstanding lead actress in a drama.
I mean, she's been naked in movies before, Sam.
But not in Westworld.
Okay.
It was like extra naked in Westworld.
Outstanding lead actress in a drama series: Viola Davis, Claire.
That's going to be a title.
Curry. I like. I'm looking at it. Why can't I say it? Here we go. Evan Rachel Wood. I know who that is.
She was all right.
Yeah, but Viola Davis would probably get it.
All right, here goes. But you're looking at the nominees. There's some people who didn't make the list, and that's what we get to the snubs.
Here we go.
Who?
Outstanding lead actress in a drama series. I think we know who would get this.
Who?
Okay, here's the names. Sterling Brown, Bob Odenkirk, Matthew Rhys, Liev Schreiber, Kevin Spacey, Milo Ventimiglia, and then we got Anthony Hopkins.
Sterling K. Brown.
Give it to my man Odenkirk.
Have you seen This Is Us? This Is Us is gonna clean up.
Look, This Is Us. Here's the deal with This Is Us.
This Is Us is not a bad.
It's not bad.
It's gonna clean
up. If you can watch that shit, Odenkirk.
It's gonna clean up.
With Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
Or Milo Vita whatever.
You know what Milo is.
There's two actors from This Is Us on there.
Hey, I've been rocking with Breaking Bad and then with Better Call Saul. Look, nobody in that list no slouches. Ain't nobody bullshit.
No, this ain't no B characters.
Yeah.
All these to me are A.
I'm curious how it's going to work out.
Outstanding lead actors in a comedy series. There's only see two people in here that can possibly get
it.
Two people that's about to get an award.
But here go the snubs. Some of these are justified. The justified snubs was Transparent and Americans. Well, I want to put a little star by, a little asterisk by Transparent. Motherfucker, y'all won so much last year and the year before. Y'all kind of phoned this shit in this season. Okay. Transparent. It's a good show, but when you win so much, how do you come back from that? Now, here go the snub that I had to almost fight my wife on. Oprah Winfrey for The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks.
Oh, that was good.
Not Emmy good.
I enjoyed it.
It was a good movie. You ain't getting no awards for that shit.
What?
The only reason I say no is because I legitimately do not like Oprah.
Okay. I'm just not going to look at you for the rest of the night. Here's the deal with Henrietta Lacks. She fell into the trap.
Oprah is
just because you make an accent.
If I had a choice between Ellen.
Just because you make an accent. You don't get an award. We learned that with Will Smith and Concussion. Just because you get an accent.
That damn good.
No, just because you make an accent don't mean you.
Yeah.
We learned that. Tell the truth. Shut the fuck up, Will.
That's not how you talk, Will.
That's not how he talks.
and Henrietta Lacks, she leaned too heavy on that, on that southern accent.
If they would have got the dude for a concussion that played Black Panther,
it probably would have been a different movie.
Probably would have sailed on a little bit better.
Lena Dunham didn't get it.
What's that nigga name?
He
played James Brown, the same nigga.
Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah.
Claire Danes didn't get shit for Homeland, which was okay with me.
That's a good show.
It's a good show, but I mean, it was some heavy hitters this year. You can't. Yeah, now here go the ones that it was a fight in this house. Insecure didn't get. Now with Tasha, she was just like, Issa Rae should have got some shit. It shows up this Sunday. Insecure season 2 show up.
Did you say Lisa Rae?
Issa Rae.
Issa Rae with an I.
I've never seen it.
You never
Issa Rae. Oh man, it's pretty good. Okay. If you ask any black female, you married to a black female. Just ask her about Issa Rae and watch the next 3 hours slide by. All right, then. But I was insecure. I fight for that because I was so into that show and I shouldn't have been. If that makes sense to you.
I got you.
Yeah. I didn't think I was going to give a fuck that much. Yeah.
It was a show that you didn't think that you would care too much about. You started watching it and then it was pretty good.
Now, here go the one I wanted to fight about. Tasha didn't give a shit because of somebody I like. Tatiana Maslany for Orphan Black. This woman plays 8 characters a week in Orphan Black. She's the cast. It's her and that dude. They do it with CGI, but she's every character. And I'm watching this. How the fuck was she not in the running? You can't watch the show without seeing her. She's in every scene. She's working. She's 8 characters in every show. No bullshit. The show's about clones, so they clone the shit where she's a legitimately a different character, where you feel for one and you hate the other one,
but it's the same person.
She do that shit 8 times every week. I watch that shit.
They don't pay her enough.
You couldn't pay her enough. Tatiana Maslany, you got much love from Just Talk with Sam, but she like, it's a woman. You like her. Somehow she thinks she's competing with motherfucker on TV, but that's a woman thing. Hey, you call me sexist all you want. That's not a sexist thing. That's something y'all got fucked up with, y'all. But here's one I think we can all agree with. My man didn't get shit for this. Jude Law and the Young Pope. It's the story of the 20-year-old Pope.
Jude Law, first game.
Yep. Yes. You see how your face changed?
No. I knew what you was talking about when you talk about this. It's just that, okay, it's a perfectly understandable, good reason why he didn't get nothing for that.
Really?
Yes.
I was captivated by that show.
No. It's a very good show. But at the same time, it's a perfectly good reason why he didn't
get nothing. I want to hear this reason.
The 20-year-old Pope.
Oh, you got the Pope? Getting his dick wet out there, smoking cigarettes. It was like, yeah, I'm Catholic. Shut up. It was a good show. Like, all the shit he had to over...
Pope.
It was good, man.
No. That's my point.
It was so good.
The 20-year-old Pope.
Look, I need my Pope with a little dirt. Yeah, a little dope.
The world...
Look.
About 60 to 70, maybe 75%.
Did you check it out?
I've seen it maybe two or three times.
It was good, man.
And the times I did see it, wasn't bad. It was just... the world...
They weren't ready for that shit.
It's about 60, 70, 75% Catholic. And to have a 20-year-old Pope...
I feel that.
Doing that.
I feel you.
The Pope...
But he should have got a little... Give him something, man.
As the vicar of Christ.
Yeah.
And which means Christ on earth, or representative of Christ,
Christ on earth.
And what you cannot...
You don't want to see him in that light.
Exactly.
I get it. But that's what made the show.
It's like that movie called The Last Temptation of Jesus. You see that?
The Last Temptation of Christ.
Or whatever
it was.
Of Christ. Okay. It was so much controversy around that. It's because the world
was mainly not
Christian.
Good. It's just kind of like, I can't stamp my name on that.
It wasn't not good, but...
I don't want nobody to find out I put my name on the shit.
I don't want nobody to know I watched it and said it was all right.
All right.
Exactly. That's why I didn't get it. But at the same time,
it's still a good show.
If there was no such thing as Christianity, he probably would have got it.
Here it is. We'll revisit the Emmy conversation when the actual Emmys go down. But since we in the subject of, you know, news, my wife jumped into the healthy living thing.
I did.
Let me tell you something about...
But you got an issue with what the health?
Not only what the health, it's sort of like what it cost. And one of the things it caused is my girl, Selma Hayek. See, she got that, she tried to jump into that vegan line, that beauty line. And Selma Hayek is in the news this week because Selma Hayek got a new line of smoothies / face masks. So you can put it on your face, papaya, avocado.
Oh, that sounds like it'd be good.
Selma Hayek venture into the Juice Generation smoothie company is meant to be good for both inside and out. So, meaning, you know, it makes you feel good on the inside. Yeah. Or you could double as a face mask and clear up your blackheads or whatever you got.
Or do half and half. Put some of it on your face and then drink some
of it. Drink the other half. That'll work.
Ladies, if you're listening, Selma Hayek, my girl, saying you can either swallow it, you can take it on the face.
You are a disgusting soul.
Hey, I'm just...
My mind didn't go to nothing nasty.
It really didn't.
I'm just saying, my girl Selma Hayek said...
Okay, I'm lying.
Did. If you want to drink it.
And that's funny.
You go ahead and swallow it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, you take it off. We just try to clear your skin, girl.
Okay.
Let's get that Selma Hayek over here.
Mm-hmm.
However you decide, you can swallow it.
Put it on your face.
Put on your face.
Either way, go
on. Hey, however you go, want.
I'm sure your man won't matter. Your man won't manage either way.
Also in the news,
in tears.
What's up?
Don't do that. I'm sorry.
It's a serious report.
Okay.
All right, ladies.
Okay, I'm good.
If you're still listening,
I drew tears off that one. That was funny. Okay.
If you're still listening, ladies, if you were wondering, Stevie Wonder is now off the market. He got married for the third time this week. Clap it up for my man Stevie. You know.
I wonder what he said when he first saw her.
Oh, that's just...
That got to be an advantage to a woman that just want a man that's rich.
Well, Stevie, you know, Stevie got married. He's off the market. The Grammy Award winner, he's 67, tied the knot with his fiancée, Tamika Robin Bracey. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. At the Hotel Bel Air in Los Angeles. With that, the reception was packed with superstars.
Please let me see that when you get the picture.
I will, Brandon.
So, you know, he can't see it. So, shit. I mean, like...
I think I'm doing him a favor.
All right, then. The ceremony was lavish. Celebrity guests. It was John Legend was there. Chrissy Teigen. Pharrell Williams and Usher also performed.
He was an Usher.
Did R. Kelly perform, too?
We gonna jump on Usher in a second.
Oh, herp us.
But I want to give it to Steve Herp Wonder. Sure. Hey, man. Marriage is a wonderful thing. Third time's a charm. Go ahead, do your thanks, Stevie. No superstition here, man. Clap it up.
Oh, this is his new wife.
She ain't bad looking.
I can see it. She white.
She ain't. No, she highly light skinned.
Oh,
well,
she's not highly light skinned. She's not.
Yeah. Maybe that's just that picture. Because they show pictures.
Are these the pictures of her down here, too?
Probably
not. No, that's her right there. All right. You know, we brought him up. We got to talk about Usher.
Oh, itchy crotch.
Let me tell you about
Let
Usher.
Let it burn himself.
You know, Usher.
All that time he was singing them songs, we didn't know he was really burning.
He's talking about himself all the time.
Well, those who don't know, those who don't know. Usher had to kick out $1.1 million because he gave a woman herpes.
And he didn't want nobody to find out.
He didn't want nobody to find out. Keep it under the rug. Here goes the story.
Get out of here.
Usher Raymond recently found himself in some serious court drama involving one of his former lovers and herpes. It says it right there. And how they put it, and herpes. According to the Daily Mail, recently released court documents revealed that the woman contracted an incurable sexual transmitted disease from the singer and sued him for not disclosing that information prior to sexual intercourse.
Maybe he didn't know.
Usher settled out of court. I'm glad. I want you to hold that thought because I want to finish the sentence.
Okay.
Usher settled this case by paying the woman's $1.1 $1 million. According to the court documents, the Grammy winner was diagnosed with herpes sometime between 2009 and 2010. The woman of an unnamed...
Get out of here!
Hold on, I'm still reading. Who shared a relationship with Usher shortly after she contracted the disease. She said the singer initially denied having herpes, despite a quote. I want to quote this because this is not Sam. A greenish discharge coming from his penis.
Nigga, that ain't regular.
No, not
believe it. Usher's statements.
She believed it. Usher's a bad motherfucker there.
The discharge
I'm about to touch no
had not been nothing but cleared up, and she continued the relationship.
So how is it?
Court documents.
She saw the green discharge, or
apparently that's according to this court documents.
And then when she guess when it got white again, she said it's fine.
Yep. The woman, hold on. After that incident, and I'm reading this again. The woman later was diagnosed with herpes. She contracted it without symptoms, but the woman reportedly had vaginal sores, fevers,
sounds like herpes to
me, and the chills.
Wow.
Apparently around that same time, Usher's doctor told the woman that she had herpes. The woman said, according to the document, she felt that her health and body has been ruined. Between 2011 and 2012,
see, that's
Usher paid the woman's medical bills totaling, oh, that's a low medical bill, but $2,754. Later, she sued him for the remaining of the $1.1 million payout. Usher has yet to comment.
He has yet to comment or deny.
The nigga is jacking off green shit out his dick.
I will say this. And
but he gave her money, so she wouldn't told it wouldn't come out.
Well,
go ahead.
These are his confessions.
That his dick is burning.
He gonna let it burn.
He's like 2 seconds earlier than me.
He gonna let it burn.
I was creating a song in my head as we wouldn't know.
Oh, that conversation had to be, well, baby, you got it bad.
You got it bad as hell.
I'm trying to find that meme because it was hilarious.
Oh, what else he said? Hey, girl, you can't sleep in my bed no more. I can't think of no more.
That's sorry, when guys think they sleep from cheating and dipping and tipping and round and round and.
All right, she got 1.1 million.
I'm just saying, like that's you get caught up.
Oh, here the head. Oh, nice, nice.
Listen,
nice.
I didn't even mean to, but that was
caught up. Yes, that is an Usher song.
This came from me. It says 7 o'clock on the dot. My effing crotch hot. I'm using this cream.
Oh yeah.
I got a doc at the clinic with results just waiting for me.
I'll leave Usher alone. Maybe he.
And I am. There is no bigger Usher fan than me, but this is hilarious.
Maybe he wanted to do it his way.
I'm just. Yeah.
Apparently so. See, that came out when we was in the seventh grade, eighth grade.
Well, you got Poppy Keller in that one. I can't stop doing Usher song. All right. The reason this is funny because one of the first guests on this podcast was Usher, and my wife damn near walked over me to talk to Usher. And it was, what year was that?
2009? No,
2010. When he had it. So if you would have got your way.
No, that wasn't, that's not, that, if Tasha. he wasn't with Tamika.
Let me see that paper one more time.
Hey, go ahead.
He slept with one of his ex first wives, bridesmaids, meaning he was with his first wife.
But if you,
during the time,
I'm talking about Sam, nah. My wife cut a marriage counseling short to talk to Usher. So had you got your way, well, we gonna let that burn.
She wouldn't have had a choice.
I wouldn't have been burning. Mm-mm. I'm good.
Apparently that party ain't jumping like it used to.
Yeah, ain't bruised somebody, all right.
Got it burn. I'm sorry, I can't think of nothing but Usher's song. Let's move on to the next topic. Let's get down to it. R. Kelly, cult leader.
I'm going to see that nigga next month.
It is. All right. I know you one of the biggest R. Kelly fans I know.
Yes.
You heard the story, right?
No.
Okay. Would you like to know the story?
No.
Well, I'm telling you anyway. Here's the deal with R. Kelly. Apparently, this week, R. Kelly has been promoted to cult leader because he keeps women hostage in his house.
He's a cult.
Houses. Houses. In Chicago and Atlanta. And according to this report, this is a long ass thing, but according to some of the associates, they cannot look at other men when they're in the room. The young ladies have been brainwashed. I'm using air quotes. He keeps several women in his houses in Atlanta and Chicago. He replaces their cell phones with ones specially communicated with him and only him, and forbids them to contact their families. He requires them to call him daddy and asks permission to leave the studio and or the residence. Films sexual encounters with them and shows it to his friends. And abuses them physically and verbally. Now, this all comes along with a young lady named Jocelyn Savage. Who, and I bullshit you not, you're a parent, I'm a parent, right? Her daddy thought this was a good idea to, on her 17, when she turned 17, R. Kelly was playing, and she could sing. She introduced his daughter to R. Kelly backstage at one of his concerts.
What kind of daddy is he?
And now, this goes along, she got into the internship at R. Kelly's residence to teach you how to sing. I've used air quotes with that shit. And now, this is supposed to be a 6-week internship, and now it has turned into roughly 3 years, and she had very limited communication with her family. Very limited. She don't want to talk. Daddy is like, what's going on? So that's where all this started this week. So, out of this story, what do you sit on the chaos? I mean, like, cause it's a lot going on with this. Well, I want first you. I want to hear your thoughts.
First off, is this?
Yeah. You want to wrap your mind around it?
No, nigga, I know.
You want some extra? Want some extra booze? Cause I'll pour some liquor.
I saw you, but my thing is this. Did any of these females tell him, no, Mr. Kelly, I don't want to do this?
No, they didn't, apparently.
So, with that being said.
Okay. I see the route you're taking. Here's my deal with R. Kelly. All right, first of all, this whole situation. Let's start. Shit, how do you start this? All right, R. Kelly's track record is not good with this situation.
That depends on who we're talking.
It's not. It's just the accusatory.
It's just not good. There's no argument.
Just the fact that you associated with this horseshit since Aaliyah, it's not good. All right. Some people support R. Kelly. Some people don't. Some people gonna go to a show. Some people whatever.
I'll be the next one.
I'm gonna say this. My man is talented. My man is a great writer, producer, singer.
All of the above.
Now with that said. If he did that shit,
would niggas still go?
No. If he did that shit,
I have a few issues with this whole
thing. Go to jail.
Now, who? I don't think that you would sit up and watch a video of Sam having sex with anybody, Brandon.
No, I would not.
Who is these niggas he hanging out with? That's not my first question.
Okay. Hold on, wait. I just want to make this point.
Second question.
I wasn't done.
Based on R. Kelly's track record,
horrible track record.
With women of a certain age.
Based on his track record. You ain't gonna huff post my ass.
His alleged track record.
Thank you.
I got the timeline right here if you want.
Why would you as a father do that for one? If he wants to meet with your daughter.
Real talk.
You don't drop her off over there and like, all right, baby, go in there, R. Kelly. Daddy, come back and get you later. Now she's a sex slave, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Now, that one is rather simple to explain.
Now.
That cash, baby.
That's all I got.
That's cash.
So you basically hold on, but, to your own daughter and she won't come home.
We all sit at this table.
And very respectfully, there are cases in our culture and community where we know niggas have done that for a whole lot less.
Yeah.
All I'm getting at is this. Now, we all parents.
Talk about Robert now.
Yeah. We all parents. No way in fuck am I taking my child over with the track record.
Michael Jackson or R. Kelly's house.
Knowing the track record.
Rest in peace, sir.
R. Kelly, can you teach my daughter how to sing?
I agree with both of you on that.
Yeah.
I would not take my kid over there.
Yes.
Now, if someone decided to take their child
over there. Hey, I can't speak on your parenting.
I don't make
there's
it
a,
sound
there's a little you get a little slap on the wrist because you should have known better.
Right.
But the track record speak for itself.
That's not my kid.
That's not my kid. But the track record speak for itself. He didn't do anything to send him to jail. But if he did something, I don't want to make it sound like I'm an R. Kelly apologist. Because I'm not. If he did some shit, send his ass to jail.
I agree.
But when you send him to jail, give him Pro Tools. Give him mixed craft, the shit we using with this shit, because I mean, goddamn, he does make good albums. Look, he has been flaunting.
The nigga hit makes hit, and every
give him a laptop.
Every R. Kelly introduction is the Pied Piper.
All right, first of all, the Pied Piper. That is some incriminating shit. Whatever. You ever listen to the story of the Pied Piper? Story of the Pied Piper.
Not Kelly, but like the
original. Yeah, the original Pied Piper.
The man
who comes to your town plays great songs, and all the children follow him. To never be heard from again. That's incriminating as fuck, quite a horror story. That is incriminating. So, yeah. And R. Kelly, with your track record.
What are the children?
Yes. With your track record.
Rather underage
yes.
persons.
With your track record, I would have picked any other goddamn name. But R. Kelly, look. It's hard because you can't separate the artist from the art. Mm. That's the hard part.
In most cases, you cannot.
And this is one of these cases.
Yeah, I agree. I don't disagree.
Look, I'm not finna act like Ignition wasn't the shit.
Lord.
But if he hurting people...
And Ignition remix.
Yeah. If he hurting people, send his ass to jail.
Girl, I'm feeling you.
Just give him a laptop with Pro Tools and don't hook it up to the internet.
Now I'm all up in your grill.
That's a fair compromise, right?
Must be a football coach.
Give me that
Give me that.
Look.
When we was in college,
yes.
We asked you to burn that for me.
Bad.
That's all I play.
All I'm getting that. All I'm getting that.
Next 3 or 4 months. I have nothing else in my
car. R. Kelly has been flaunting his... underageness. He didn't hide it. He liked the young girls.
It was an interview a few years ago when Torre was like,
"Do you like the young girls?"
It's been said that you like teenage girls. R. Kelly's like, "Now, when you say teenage, what age are we?"
Yeah, that look. That's not a good look. All I'm getting at is separate the artist from the art. If he did some shit, send his ass to jail. But it sucks that he just made some good ass art. Here's what we're going to do. I see my phone ringing. That's T-Mac. Let's jump into it. We'll talk about that OJ thing. Here it is. Hook him up. Here it is.
What's going on, Terrence? How you doing, man?
All right. We all here, man.
They ain't doing too much of that. I'm up here sipping with your brother.
All right. We all here. Let's just get into it. T-Mac is on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, the 2016 Shitty Award winner.
Damn right. You better put some respect on it.
Hey, you better be getting ready because August is right around the corner and I'm about to crack that ass.
I told my sister-in-law, whoever else got a word to say about that. I got an award,
dog.
No matter what it is,
I got an
award.
You
didn't get an award.
That's an award you want to hang your hat on, man? Last place award. It's called the Shitty.
Damn right.
It's called the Shitty.
It'd be different if we got those, the ones they give out now for the kids, that's thanks for playing type of award. Everybody got something.
That's basically what it is.
The participation award.
No.
We just glad you showed up.
Yeah, nigga.
Thank you for your $20.
Thank you for your money, even though you ain't get a damn thing.
That's okay. Everybody got a clean slate this year.
Hey, I'm undefeated. This year.
It's all said and done. two awards were given out. Am I correct?
You are right.
Yeah, the first and the last.
Did you get an award, Tasha? I did not.
No, did you get an award? Damn, did you get an award?
I did not.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I say again, I got an award.
Whatever helps you sleep at night, brother. It was called the shitty. It was close. It's an award of a toilet. But I'm glad you're on the line right now. Because something. Here goes something we can all agree on. The juice is loose. Been waiting all night to talk about this. All right.
Can I ask you this question?
Yeah, go ahead.
When they told that nigga that he was. That they was gonna give him parole. Am I the only one that kind of felt a little bit proud?
I felt good.
I was proud.
I felt good.
Am I the only guy that felt a little bit? Granted, that nigga went to jail for some dumb shit.
We in our break room. Everybody pretty much like the original OJ case.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, like, even though.
This is me.
I got
some rebuttal. I got a little bit of a rebuttal.
Oh, okay. That's a given. I got some.
Ain't nobody talk to me.
Oh, I've got a rebuttal. It's just that I was happy when they said, OJ, you're free.
Man, I was so happy about OJ because...
And go ahead.
Like, here goes the deal with OJ. It was so... Like, it was moments in the hearing that was unintentionally funny because, like, the jury foreman had to remind the committee and said, look... We will not be talking about the events that happened in 1994. And OJ, said, thank you, Jesus.
Dude, because I'm going to tell you, man. Remember the white boy I was telling you about from work? Now, this is the thing. Okay, he went to jail for theft from his own department store.
Yeah, that's why he got 8 years.
Right, that's why he got 8 years. But nobody was talking about that.
Yes.
Only thing they were talking about was 1995. That's all they were talking about. Nobody cared about what, which makes me believe the only reason he got this much time for this petty crime was because he didn't get his black ass back in 1995.
Yeah, I have been saying that since for 9 years. He went to jail for almost 33 years for stealing his own stuff. Never in the history of no type of niggerdom has that ever happened.
No, I love it because when they said we're not be talking about that.
He got a murderer sentence.
Yes, he did, Tasha. I agree with that.
You know, he got off on the first one. We got to get him on something.
Yeah, and that's what it was. That's all it was.
Now here's the question, Terrence. I got this for you, Terrence. I got to ask you this. Now, the 1995 case, was that nigga guilty? Did he kill?
People say he was.
Did he?
I'm saying.
Did he kill that white woman?
I think he did.
Yes, he killed that white woman.
No, he didn't.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
is this is all women? Is this only women that's...
Hold up. Wait. According to the court of law.
Hold up. He didn't physically do it, but he knows something about it.
Exactly.
Okay. I take that.
That's what I'm gonna say.
I take that. I think it's bullshit, but I think he did that shit. I watched that 30 for 30. He did that shit.
I think, like, all of the evidence led... In the documentary, all of the evidence led to his son possibly doing it. But I think OJ took the heat for his son, so his son would never face nothing about it.
Hey.
Okay.
All it is, the juice is loose now.
I would say that.
Yeah.
The juice is loose now.
And I would also say, I'll say this right here also.
This is so irking.
My rebuttal on the whole thing was, nigga, how you gonna tell me I'm getting out of jail in 2.5 months away?
Same thing happened to White Boy Rick.
It happened to White Boy Rick. It happened with all the parole cases.
Hey, Terrence, man, that's a good statement there, bro. I ain't lying.
No, but it happens because...
How you gonna tell me, hey, B, look, I'm gonna let you out, but it's gonna be in 2.5 months. Nigga, you can let me in this, bitch.
Yeah.
Hey, when you say get out, I need to be turning the keys. You can have these overalls or whatever the hell I got on. You can have this back right now. Let me go.
I gotta tell you,
but go ahead.
The most unintentionally funny two, it was two moments. When they said, we're not talking about 1994, and OJ just smiled to himself and said, thank you, Jesus, like nobody saw.
Because you're guilty. That's why. You did it.
Oh, no, the second one, that was the shit. Because the last like, committee spokesman, they said, OJ, we see you got a flawless prison record. You got a flawless, you're a model citizen. But you never took the alcohol anonymous class. He said, I know. I was coaching softball. That didn't have shit to do with shit.
Maybe to him it did.
Hey, I know. I was coaching softball. Shit, we made it to the playoffs.
But also, some of that argument or whatever, when they were asking them questions, OJ started getting a little upset. I was like, OJ, don't blow it.
Hey, Terrence, you, hey, man, listen. I said the same damn thing. Because this is my point of view, Terrence. I said, first off, nigga, I think you're guilty. But if you start getting upset over the questions they ask you about 1995 or about this case, it's like with Kobe. If Kobe would have slipped up on the court, then we would have known he was guilty. If OJ gets upset about these simple ass questions,
I saw that.
Nigga, we know you guilty.
And the first thing I said, get it together, Juice.
Dude,
get it together, Juice.
I was praying for OJ. I want him out.
Yeah.
Only because, nigga, don't fuck it up.
Hold up. I want him
out. Only because he's scared white people.
No. Well, I want him out for my own selfish reasoning.
Yeah, it's selfish over here, too. It's selfish.
And my own selfish reasoning is OJ may end up on this goddamn podcast. I've got a lot of people that I just should be getting.
Hey, Terrence, I'm glad you're here, man. Listen, if OJ is on your podcast, I can't be here. I will listen, and I will be on the very next motherfucking show.
If OJ's on this podcast,
I will not be here.
T-Mac, if OJ's on this podcast, you got to call in.
Oh, dude, I won't be calling in. I'm not coming over. You and I, listen, we live too close. I can walk over here.
Yes, you could.
But I'm not. I can't be over here. Because I will have to ask him. I will have to ask that nigga to his face. Nigga, did you do
it? I had to have a disclaimer or something. Hey, dog. You
got to
tell me offline.
Exactly. Hey,
we're talking exactly.
Hey, okay, I'm saying like Johnny said it. The glove didn't fit, so they had to quit.
Oh, now, fuck that. No.
If there was... Now, if you got Cochran on, I got a billion questions for Cochran.
Hey, if I could get Cochran,
I know.
I'm a bad motherfucker.
No. I'm saying... That's my point. If you was now see what's the other Kardashian? I ain't concerned about him. If Cochran was still here with us, and you can get Cochran on, I would have a billion damn questions.
I got one for Juice.
Did you see
one for the Juice?
Go ahead. What's up?
How did you do it? I'm not even gonna ask. Did you do it? I know you did it. How did you do it?
Well, first off, I didn't do it. But if I had done it, I would have did it like this.
We'll talk. I fantasize about this interview.
Hey, that's another reason why he in jail. Cause that stupid ass book. I don't care what nobody says.
That book.
Don't tell me that book wasn't funny. That was the funniest book. That was the funniest book.
Yeah.
I haven't read it, but I would love to read it.
It's hilarious.
If I did it, here's how I would be.
If I did it.
It's almost like a fiction comedy horror series.
No, it's true life. He just used the word if. If I did it,
nigga. Oh God.
Oh man. But the juice is loose.
That nigga's guilty.
Okay.
He guilty as shit.
What is your next OJ related? I don't know. How do you celebrate the juice is loose?
I'll guarantee you.
Yeah.
Hey, Terrence, I guarantee you.
I don't know where I'm gonna get one from.
You wouldn't have been the only nigga down there working that nigga out to freedom. I was rude for OJ.
It would have been me, AC, and Kato. Like, what's up?
I was saying, please let that nigga free. Let him go free.
Hell yeah.
And honestly, here it is why. And here it is. I'll be completely honest with you. This is why I want OJ free.
Okay.
This is the reason why I want OJ free. Because I honestly want to see the next thing this nigga would do.
Oh, he getting the show. He getting the show.
I ain't even going to lie to you.
He getting the
what
show.
What is the next thing this nigga... Oh, he will have a reality show, and that'll be the first reality show I will watch every episode
I
of.
Want a reality show if he just told me what he was doing that day. And he just didn't talk about... Yeah. He didn't talk about the murders.
If his reality show was kind of like Seinfeld.
Yes.
Like Seinfeld was just a show about what they did that day.
Yes.
Hey, I will follow that shit for all the seasons.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, because
it's gonna be funny.
Name of the show: The Juice is Loose.
What I hope he do when he get out, he need to get in contact with the people who helped Casey Anthony disappear. Because that's what his ass need to do.
You ain't lying.
Exactly. Wow.
Casey Anthony, Sugar Ray. Remember Sugar Ray Leonard with the Phantom Punch?
Yeah, that too.
Oh, he went to Europe. Okay, I gotta ask this question. You my brother. I know you got a limited amount of time, but I gotta say this. Over under. We bet. I'm not the most betting person when it, if it ain't fantasy football. But what is the over under? He's getting back with a white girl.
Nigga, you can't leave that white pussy.
I would.
This one gonna pick him up.
No,
out of all that strife, he just went through.
Listen to me.
That don't mean no. He like white women.
Ain't got that's that. Oh my god. Ain't got nothing to do with it. Them white women got a hold of his. It's like this. It's like
I'm
this.
I'm getting the like blackest.
No, no, wait, 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 wait. It's like this. It's like this. And this is not an argument starter between you and
no,
I.
No, it ain't.
It's not a debate starter
I'm
between
just,
you and
I. I'm just saying, over it's under like this. On
it's like
OJ.
This. It's like this. This is the way I see OJ. This is why I think he'll go back. Because he will go with a white woman because it keeps him relevant and in television.
I see that.
Here we go.
I see that.
It's just like this. And this is the part. This is why I said.
If he was smart, he should get Donald Trump's ex-wife.
No. See, speaking of Donald Trump, that was going to my point. This is it. It's like Donald Trump says he does not collude with Russia, right?
Every
evidence. But yet and still, yeah. This nigga just had another private meeting with nobody with Putin again.
Yeah.
It's like if you have nothing to do with Russia, stay away from Russia.
Yeah.
If white women will get you in trouble, stay away from white women. But at makes the same sense. Time, OJ, white women make OJ relevant.
Gonna be OJ.
He about to get the fattest, thickest white woman, or no, probably the ugliest white woman.
No.
You get okay, white woman.
I ain't even gonna get that technical on it. On the cool, he don't have to get with a white woman because the black one ain't gonna put up with that shit.
Yeah,
so,
mom.
Okay, you have your free reign. Run with it. I can't see him hooking up with no Tamika. I just can't see.
No, Tamika ain't gonna be with
him. Tamika ready to fight. Hey, off rip.
LaShawn, Leticia.
No, they ain't gonna do it.
Try that shit. Gonna do it. Try that double murder shit.
She better get him a Carol and live his life quietly.
Hey.
Get him an Asian woman. That might work for him.
All like, an Asian woman would work. An Asian woman would work. No. I don't, nigga. Asian women worship niggas.
Here's what we gonna
do. No doubt about that.
When OJ gets out, for real, in October.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Hey, real talk. Yeah, he needs to just chill. He needs to chill.
But I want that nigga free just because I want to see what he's gonna do next.
Yeah, he need to be free and just gone somewhere. Cause they already said, okay, as far as money wise, he good on money. As soon as he get out, he'll start recollecting his retirement from the NFL.
Yeah,
and also the what you call it, the Screen Actors Guild.
Mm-hmm.
He also get a retirement.
From he get a little taste of that Naked Gun.
Actually,
he
with that. They was even talking about the.
It'd be all right.
They was even talking about the perks that he was getting while he was in prison.
Yeah, he got a little bit of extra.
It wasn't too much of nothing, but it was better than what the other ones was getting. Just because of who he was.
Like the guards looked. Basically, the guards looked
out the other way.
Yeah, just because of who he was.
Yeah.
So Chinese woman will work out.
I agree. An Asian woman would get it.
Yep.
Damn OJ, man.
I like the juice.
OJ is OJ.
OJ gonna be OJ. All right, and this is the last day. This is the last day I'll ask.
AKA niggas get out of here. Niggas.
You think OJ listened to Jay-Z's 444?
Yeah, he
got the
lighter. Shit.
Oh my god.
He got the lighter.
He said he nigga, that was
you
it. OJ was his inspiration.
Story OJ.
You just gotta get something, you know
what I'm saying?
That's real.
Hey, I know you gotta get out of here, but thanks again for calling in.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt.
Now I'll call you a little bit offline about that other thing.
Out in the world, Disney Mac, signing off. Y'all be easy. Keep it tipping.
Will do.
All right, man.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
And that was your 2016 shitty award winner. He'll be back. You know he's coming back this year, right?
He should.
All right.
And he gonna get a non.
I'm kicking that ass.
I'm ready for him. I'm about to lay off and eat meat.
I'm
getting the league.
Slim and trim. Oh, I am ready for everything.
All right, that was my man T-Mac. You can catch the 2016 shitty award winner. We was talking about that OJ. Hey, that's my brother. I love him, but I am going to crack that ass in fantasy football. But speaking of other people, I got to talk about other people. Got to do it. We got to close the show with this. Everybody waiting on it. This week's Sit Your Ass Down.
Sit your ass down. And
sit your ass down. Sit your $5 ass down before I make 10.
Man, sit your ass down.
Look, I say this every week. Sit your ass down. It's not to bully. It's not to belittle. It's not to shame. This is what we like to do, our PSA, public service announcement. Sometimes you get lost in your own sauce. Sometimes you're doing too much. And here at the Just Talk with Sam podcast, we need to pull you aside and say, hey, brother, hey, sister, sit your ass down. Because you're embarrassing yourself. You're embarrassing the culture. And quite honestly, it ain't looking good for you. You're not having a good time. First, sit your ass down, go to. I got to be honest. This is a Kardashian-free sit your ass down.
Oh, gosh.
They didn't show up this week. But one person, out of all the hype, out of all the shit that we had to endure, first sit your ass down this week, go to my man. And you call it nitpicky? He barely made sit your ass down. I'd be the first one to tell you. Lonzo Ball. See, Lonzo Ball accepted the NBA Summer League's MVP. I don't know how. I got to be honest. I didn't know the NBA Summer League had an MVP. I didn't even know that shit. But out of all the hype, the big baller brand and all that other shit, this motherfucker accepted that paper mache looking award. And that's not me. That's my man Rappaport. I give my man all types of credit for that.
Mike Rappaport?
Mike Rappaport. Okay. You can hear him on I Am Rappaport podcast.
Mike Rappaport is all right with me.
Yeah, that's... Hey, I was a guest on his podcast.
And that's the same brother that and, was in Higher Learning, wasn't
he? Yeah. He was with me. I was a guest on his podcast, and I was honored to be a guest. I extend the offer back to him. Whenever he in the D, he can show up, be on the Just Talk With Sam podcast. But Mike Rapp, you know, he pointed something out, and I didn't even notice after I watched this shit. Lonzo Ball accepted the award, the MVP of Summer League, in flip-flops. If for nothing else, all we had to hear about this NBA season, big baller brand, the shoes, and the this, and the that, and everything else with big baller brand, this motherfucker come in with some city trends, Dollar Store flip flops.
Stop it.
Oh, I'm sorry. You couldn't get no shoes? This is your daddy's company. They didn't make no shoes for your ass? Get the... Look. This motherfucker is just courting Nike, courting Reebok, or anybody who's giving them that deal. I think the big baller brand... And I love it. And I was one of the main components because I looked at LaVar Ball. I was like, shit, I could... totally end up being that guy. Out of all that shit talking that we had to go through for over 6 months, this motherfucker showed up in some flip flops. Sit your ass down, LaVar. Not LaVar. You know what? LaVar too. I don't know why, but you get to sit your ass down by proxy. But Lonzo Ball, out of all this shit that we had to listen to, how many times did you had to hear the big baller brand and all you want to do is watch a goddamn basketball game? This motherfucker show of flip-flops? Sit your ass down.
Okay.
That's personal. I'll be the first one. I'll be the first one to say this shit. All right. Next person on the list for the Sit Your Ass Down Award. You may not know him. He's not a household name. But he soon will be. Because he did some dumb shit. And I can't believe I'm talking about this. My man is Mark Kropp. Remember Mark Kropp? You don't know Mark Kropp. I look over here. She don't know Mark Kropp. Mark Kropp is an Australian young man. Got drunk one night and got a face tattoo. Tattoo crosses beard line. Can we pull that up? I think we can pull that up. Tasha, we got the Mark Kropp pick, you know, because... you need a picture to describe this motherfucker. All right. Mark Kropp is an Australian young man who down, and I'm using air quotes, down with the culture. Got a tattoo. You looking at the screen?
Yeah, that's him.
Cross his face.
Struggles to find work.
Look.
I bet.
See the face tattoo? It's called.
That's you don't get a. You never get a facial tattoo.
Yeah.
Never get a.
He got tattoo. Devastate like a beard. All.
I was just looking at the picture. I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you can look at. You can look at
that screen right there.
All right, but either way, Mark Kropp is pissed and took his rage to social media because I bullshit you not. He can't find a job.
Surprise.
He can't find a job. Now, I'm not the smartest man in the world, but I'm pretty sure if you get a face tattoo in the beard formation.
Oh, on the face formation.
Yeah.
What did we try to apply at the bank?
Lord only knows where he tried to apply to, but he can't find a job. I wonder fucking why.
What happened was.
Oh, you can defend him.
Yeah, because they helped. They forced him to get the tattoo in prison.
No, his brother gave him the tattoo.
In prison.
You can say
he
no.
They said he got held down and he got forced.
I'm not going to bullshit you, nigga. My brother just called me and I couldn't have answered that call.
You can say no in prison if you choose.
Yeah, you could. But you that's can't find a
said.
Job.
That's what they said now.
All right. So, Mark Kropp, me to you, I know the update is that somebody gave him a construction job. But from me to you, for you bitching about you not getting a job, please, for me, you, Tasha, anybody else, Mark Kropp, sit your ass down. We got a lot of them.
He getting it removed for free. Thank God. So he
getting it removed
for free.
You out of here, man?
Yeah, I'm roll out.
All right, man.
I'm gonna see you there, brother.
All right. All right, that was BK, man. You can check out my man BK on no social media because, well, he's just playing out on one. It's just what it is. All right. Next, sit your ass down. Go to the good folks. I'm being generous. I love this guy, T.O. Terrell Owens.
What
do
you think, man?
See, you know how we've been talking about the big three over here on this podcast. It's a pretty cool way to see your old school guys. They get a chance to play basketball. They get a chance to do their thing. You get a chance to see Iverson again. You get a chance to see all the people who not old enough to be in the league, but it's a good enough chance to be. See, T.O. see this fad, and he's trying to join the big three.
The basketball big three.
And
he a football player?
Exactly.
I mean, it's nothing wrong with and hope.
He had this going on thing, and it's a big thing, and he's going on social media, and he's crying to TMZ, and he's saying, like, hey, I should be able to join, and I should be able to do all of these things. After all of this, he finally reached out to the head muckety muck of the big three.
Okay.
Ice Cube, the dime mecca.
I'm pretty sure Ice Cube cussed him out.
Yay, yay! We got a clip of Ice Cube's response to T.O.'s plea to be in the big three. Can we get that audio, please?
Okay.
Hey, Cube, can T.O. play in the big three, man?
Big three for NBA players.
Short and sweet, my man Q nailed it down. If you missed that, Ice Cube said what? What did Ice Cube say?
He said, no, big three is for basketball. NBA players. I can't say basketball players. Everybody think they're basketball players. But NBA players.
And T.O., after hearing this news, went right back on social media and says he still loves the big three. Even after Ice Cube dissed him.
It wasn't a diss.
It wasn't a diss.
It's just saying, there are rules here, T.O. And unfortunately, you don't meet the qualifications to be a part of this. But if they have a big three football, you can join that.
Now, here we go.
In a matter of speaking.
I want to sit back with this one. We got this. You got this. T.O., I don't think I'm the first person to tell you this. But T.O., sit your ass down. And lastly, certainly not leastly, If you lived under a rock this week, you missed this. Michael Vick. Look, let me tell you something about Michael Vick. Michael Vick, down with the culture, down with football. Mm-hmm. Probably a very underrated quarterback. I got to be honest. I mean, he was the shit when he played for the Falcons, when he played for the Eagles. Shit, when he played for Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Michael Vick. You know that, what? I ain't doing it so much. I want the words coming from his mouth when it comes down to Colin Kaepernick. Mm-hmm. Michael Vick was on Fox Sports 1. I think it was the Cowherd. If I'm not mistaken. Speak for yourself. Let's play a little bit of Michael Vick when it comes down to Colin Kaepernick. His thoughts on Colin Kaepernick.
I think he really does. Hey, first thing we got to get Colin to do is cut his hair. You know, I mean, listen, I'm not up here to try to be politically correct, but, you know, even if he puts cornrows in it, I don't think he should represent himself, you know, in that way in terms of, you know, just the hairstyle. Just go clean cut. You know, why not?
Where do I start with that? Oh, all right. God. Michael Vick. So much, Michael Vick. Dog. His deal. Let's separate.
Hold on. A former cornrow owner.
Michael Vick. He rocked the cornrows.
You are speaking from a place of a person who went to prison.
Yes.
You, sir, Michael Vick, went to prison. This is no allegedly. This is straight facts. Michael Vick, if you are not familiar with Michael Vick, Michael Vick was the QB of the Philly.
You could toss it over with the Falcons.
Where did he start?
Falcons.
He was a QB, right?
Yeah.
He was a QB of the Falcons and other teams later. Michael Vick was fighting dogs, which if you stay in the hood, this is one of the things.
It is a thing, but not a good thing.
It's not a good thing for people to fight pit bulls, but it happens. So, like in the Mexican community, they fight chickens, cockfights.
Yeah.
Not legal.
But inhumane.
It's even though they're not human beings, but it's not something you should do. So Michael Vick went to prison for fighting dogs, betting money on it, blah, 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 so forth and so on. This is a rich NFL athlete who does not have to do this, who is just doing this for fun. He went to jail. Image tarnished. You're already black, so you got strikes against you already. You got cornrows. You look like a typical thug. So you already got these strikes against you, and you was doing some stereotypical hood stuff like fighting pit bulls.
Yep.
So you went to prison for. Therefore, whoever your lawyer was, your image consultant, your publicist, they said, Mike, you need to cut your cornrows. You need to look more presentable to the court. Maybe we can get your time down if you cut those cornrows off.
Understandable.
Okay, understandable. Fast forward years down the line, Michael Vick does like 2.5-3 years, I think, right?
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
He did two for sure.
And he did his time in prison for what he did. Michael Vick gets out of prison. And he played for like a year or two, I think, after he got out of, maybe more. And now he's a commentator, which is fine and dandy. So my point is, he cleaned up his image because he was facing jail time. He cut his hair because he was facing jail time. Colin Kaepernick is in a place where he didn't renew his contract with his original team. And he's also at a place where he's exercising his right as an American citizen to use his voice, to use his actions, to bring about a change from daily injustices that we as black people see every day. So, to tell this man, another black man, if you cut your hair, the black man that ain't never been to prison.
Not criminal. I want to make that plain. That wasn't, he's not.
I'm getting that. To tell a black man who's never had a criminal offense, a criminal record, none of this stuff. Colin Kaepernick is about as clean as a bill of health. And I'm being honest with you. Yeah, he covered in tattoos, whatever. But realistically, he was raised by white parents. He was given up for adoption. So forth, so on, raised by white parents. So he about to clean the board of hell. They made sure he went to school, made sure he did what he had to do. Now he's using his God-given right, his constitutional right, to use his voice to stand up against injustice. And the fact that no NFL teams picked him up yet, which they still could. Mid-season trades, all that stuff happens at a point. So to say that maybe a team would want you if you cut your hair. Nigga! No, that's not how that works. As a black man, you should never tell nobody to change their image an image that kind of has been with him since this whole thing, you know, the kneeling during the national anthem and, you know, speaking up against police brutality and so forth and so on. This has been his image for this thing. He's trying to bring about a change. So to tell this man, you know, let me shuck and jive for these white folks.
Where is the crime?
It's not a crime. That's my point. To tell this white, this black guy, I shucked and jive for the white man. You should do it too. Cut your hair. Maybe the white people will want you. No, you're going to want me on my God-given ability.
Look, and it's still
time. He's not a bad quarterback because his stats alone, even coming off the bench, his stats were better than...
You drafted him.
All
you
of them.
You drafted him fantasy football.
I had him for like a week.
Yeah, you drafted him.
But to tell a black man, like I said, that bullcrap, and he does his job. He's been to the Super Bowl. He won one.
He didn't.
He didn't win?
No, he made it there. No, he did not.
He did not win.
He made it
to the Super Bowl and almost made it the second time. So apparently he's a talented football player.
Look, here it is. If I had to, you took a lot of my points from me, but if I had to sit down and think about a team Colin Kaepernick could still go to, he can go to Jacksonville. He still got a lot of options.
Mm-hmm.
He tried out with Seattle. There's still teams available for him, but the thing that you nailed a lot of that,
mm-hmm.
Mike Vick went on a criminal shit. He was facing jail time.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Kaepernick is pretty much the villain of public opinion.
Mm-hmm.
People don't want to pick him up because they feel as though it may be too hot right now to pick him up. But this is one of these things where you win off the field. Because what he's done off the field, he's given to charities. He's given half his money to, like, different causes. He's fighting with Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
My man gave money in Meals on Wheels. I mean, like, shit like that. Hey, maybe, and I'm only speaking in me, mm-hmm. football may not be his calling. It just may be a ways to a mean.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the reason you got that, the reason you are getting the sit your ass down, Michael Vick, because you nailed a lot of the points I wanted to make,
mm-hmm.
is because you was going to jail.
Oh, yeah.
So you need to clean up that image.
You need to look like as squeaky clean as a black man facing them type of charges could look.
Last time I checked, Colin Kaepernick.
Nigga,
right,
you don't even need 360s in your hair.
Hey, I rock with Colin Kaepernick.
For all our listeners who are unfamiliar with 360s, that's what happens to your hair when you brush it as a black man. That's what happens to your hair if you brush it and treat it nicely.
We getting around that time.
So sit down.
Sit your ass down,
Mr. Michael Vick.
We getting around that time. I think we're gonna end it. Let's just put a pin in it right there. I think we done. Right. I want to thank my man BK for stopping by, you know, giving some of the knowledge. You know, he's welcome to the podcast anytime. T-Mac called in.
Thank you, sir.
My big brother. I love him with everything I got in me, but I am going to crack that ass in fantasy football.
And
don't you forget that.
Yeah.
And one more shout out to my girl, Coco Brett.
I keep wanting to say Coco, beware.
That's not her. Coco Brett. From the Two Shots in the Brew podcast, you can catch it on, just Google it, you can catch it on SoundCloud, you can catch it on iTunes and everything else. Mm-hmm. Coco Britt, that's my girl, I've been rocking with her, she totally helped out in the iTunes takeover that the Just Talk With Sam podcast is doing. So, speaking of Just Talk With Sam podcast, you can catch everything related to Just Talk With Sam podcast at samshownation.com.
Mm-hmm.
We are on iTunes, we are on Instagram, Just Talking With Sam. Actually, you can catch us on Facebook and Instagram, Just Talking With Sam, no G in talking, Just Talking With Sam on Facebook and Instagram, respectively. And you can talk to me personally on Twitter at SamShow11. That's pretty much what we got this week. We got some special guests coming up. I can't really talk about that, but we will get to that. And I will see you guys next week.
Bye, everyone.
Peace out.